जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रजजन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रजजन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी।
हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 17. Tasya karmani udarani parigitani suribhi bruhina shraddhananam lilaya tadta kalaha. Tasya karmani udarani parigitani suribhi bruhina shraddhananam lilaya tadatah kalaha. Tasya karmani udarani parigitani suribhi bruhina shraddhananam lilaya tadatah kalaha. Translation word by word. Tasya, his. Karmani, transcendental acts. Udarani, magnanimous. Parigitani, broadcast. Suribhi, by the great souls. Bruhi, please speak. Naha, unto us. Shraddhananam, ready to receive with respect. Leelaya, pastimes. Dadataha, advented. Kalaha, incarnations. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Translation. His transcendental acts are magnificent and gracious, and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please, therefore, speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventures he performs in his various incarnations. Purport. The personality of Godhead is never inactive, as some less intelligent persons suggest. His works are magnificent and magnanimous. His creations, both material and spiritual, are all wonderful and contain all variegatedness. They are nicely described by such liberated souls such as Srila Narada, Vyasa, Valmiki, Devala, Asita, Madhava, Sri Chaitanya, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Sridhara, Vishwanath, Baladev, Bhakti Vinod, Siddhanta Saraswati, and many other learned and self-realized souls. These creations, both material and spiritual, are full of opulence, beauty and knowledge. But the spiritual realm is more magnificent due to its being full of knowledge, bliss and eternity. The material creations are manifested for some time as perverted shadows of the spiritual kingdom and can be likened to cinemas. They attract people of less intelligent caliber who are attracted by false things. Such foolish men have no information of the reality, and they take it for granted that the false material manifestation is the all in all. But more intelligent men, guided by sages like Vyasa and Narada, know that the eternal kingdom of God is more delightful, larger, and eternally full of bliss and knowledge. Those who are not conversant with the activities of the Lord and His transcendental realm are sometimes favored by the Lord in His adventures as incarnations, wherein He displays the eternal bliss of His association in the transcendental realm. By such activities, He attracts the conditioned souls of the material world. Some of these conditioned souls are engaged in the false enjoyment of material senses, and others in simply negating their real life in the spiritual world. These less intelligent persons are known as karmis or fruitive workers and jnanis or dry mental speculators. But above these two classes of men is the transcendentalist known as sattvata or the devotee, who is busy neither with the rampant material activity nor with material speculation. He is engaged in the positive service of the Lord, and therefore he derives the highest spiritual benefit unknown to the karmis and jnanis. As the supreme controller of both the material and spiritual worlds, the Lord has different incarnations of unlimited categories. Incarnations like Brahma, Rudra, Manu, Prithu and Vyasa are His material qualitative incarnations. But His incarnations like Rama, Narasimha, Varaha and Vamana are His transcendental incarnations. Lord Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Therefore, He is the cause of all causes.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Translation, His transcendental acts are magnificent and gracious, and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please, therefore, speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventures He performs in His various incarnations.
Hare Krishna.
So I first beg for the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, all my senior God brothers who are here to encourage me and bless me. My father is here, and all the Vaishnavas who are listening remotely, I beg for blessings to be able to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have again started the Srimad Bhagavatam after it was completed about, I think now it's almost a month already, since we restarted the Bhagavatam, and which took 25-26 years to complete. So it is certainly, I don't feel qualified to again, be part of the journey of starting Bhagavatam again. And I just beg for blessings before I speak something. So this 17th verse, this section, the first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam is where the introduction to the Bhagavatam, that's how we lead into the Bhagavatam. And there we see that first it starts with the first three verses, the invocation, which is written by Srila Vyasadev, invocation about the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then after that, the sages who have assembled at Naimisharanya to perform sacrifices for the benefit of all humanity, which is going to come in Kali Yuga. This is the nature of sadhus, that they are very merciful. They don't think about their own comfort. They are always thinking about others. That is one of the defining characteristics of a sadhu, that they are not interested in their personal comfort. They are always thinking about other people. What about them? How will they be delivered? So they were thinking like that. And at that time, then Suta Goswami appears there. And then they ask him to speak. They place him on the Vyasasana very respectfully, and they ask him to speak. And they practically say this, that this yajna that we were doing is just, just by the way. It's just like a small distraction. Really, our greatest privilege and blessing is to be able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you, who has heard directly from Shukadev Goswami. So they, they start by asking six questions. And each of those questions are like, very wonderful. And of course, I'll not go into that. But every question that they ask is so powerful and so beneficial for one who hears the question, understands that what really is worth asking about in this world. There are so many people who have questions about so many things. But what really is worth asking about? And then the answers of Suta Goswami are equally beautiful, which come in the second and third chapter. So of the six questions that they ask, this question is the fourth one, where they are asking about, it's also the first reference to an incarnation of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This question is the first time that in the entire Bhagavatam, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is mentioned. So, Jiva Goswami therefore says that this particular question refers to the Purusha Avatars, not the next question is about the Leela Avatars, but this question is about the Purusha Avatars. So they ask this question, and they say that they are eager to hear. And this is very wonderful, that one of the qualifications of the listener is that they should be eager to hear. We may not always understand what is being spoken. We may certainly not absorb or memorize and remember it. And even lesser probability that we may apply it. Ideally, we should be doing all. We should be listening, we should be absorbing, we should be meditating, then we should be applying. There's a whole chain of activities. But we may not be able to do all that. But if at least, so some people feel, they feel, I don't remember anything. I'm one of them. I also, You know, when I hear a lecture, I appreciate it very much. It's a wonderful lecture. But if someone asks me what was spoken, I struggle. Sometimes one point sticks. And then I stay to that point. I repeat it to 2-3 people so that at least that way something will be retained. Otherwise, whole thing is just gone. But the important thing that these Shaunakadi rishis, they are showing us is that even if you don't have a great memory, even if you're not too brilliant in applying, we should be, but even if you're not, at least if we have the eagerness to hear, you know, you're eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, regardless of where it is coming from, Bhagavatam is so pure, it is the book form of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has incarnated in Srimad Bhagavatam. One of the questions they ask that after the sixth question that they ask is that after the Supreme Lord left, went back to the spiritual world, where did religion take shelter? What principle did religion take shelter of? And at that time, the sixth answer, Suta Goswami, is the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, for Kali Yuga, Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest gift. And if we are simply eager to hear, doesn't matter who is speaking it. If we are simply eager to hear, that is enough to purify us. So wonderful, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, there are many beautiful points that Srila Prabhupada has given in this purport. I mean, there are like 6-7 themes that one could speak on. But obviously, due to shortage of time, I will just try and focus on one or two small things, but which are very rich in the way Srila Prabhupada is, you know, the translation itself is like that. So it says that the Lord's activities of creation are magnificent and gracious. So, I thought I'll focus a little bit on this, that the Lord's activities of creation, and I'll speak a little bit about the Purusha Avataras, because that is what Jiva Goswami says this is referring to. Not really an area where I will be very comfortable, but I will try to speak a few things based on what I was able to read. So, we see that this entire material world, whatever we are seeing around us, below us, above us, all around, this material world, as we know, as devotees, because we have been fortunate enough to come in touch with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's disciples and his books, therefore we are able to understand that this material world didn't just come about. It didn't just happen. It didn't just come about by a big bang. Right, there was a big explosion of this primordial mass, and then creation happened. I remember this was something I had heard early when I was just new in Krishna consciousness. I was attending a Bhagavad Gita course by Radha Gopinath Prabhu way back, I think in 95 sometime, 95, 97, I don't remember. Way back. So, when we were attending that, he had said this point that, you know, this... what is it that comes out of an explosion? You see bomb blasts, you know, in Mumbai city and so many other places. Does a bomb blast ever lead to creation? It only leads to destruction. So a blast of this level, which the scientists are referring to, how can it ever lead to any creation? It's the biggest blast ever of, you know, a chemical blast as per the scientists, and from that intricate, you know, life forms are coming about. How is that even possible? Give it any amount of time, an explosion, once it settles, there's only dust. There's only dust and, you know, destruction. But the Lord's, if we understand, when we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, we take shelter of the books like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we are able to understand. By the grace of Shishi Gaur Nithai, yesterday was Nityananda Tridushi, our Braj Vihari Prabhu gave a beautiful class about the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, and in the evening, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj spoke about Nityananda Prabhu. So, we have to understand that the Srimad Bhagavatam has also come to us by the grace of Shishi Gaur Nithai, Nithai Gaur Chandra, because probably nobody
glorified Srimad Bhagavatam as much as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Before that, it must have been there always. But as much emphasis Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed on Bhagavatam, I don't know if anybody else did before him. And then his disciples and the disciples of Nityanand Prabhu, they took the task of, you know, propagating it. They made copies, they distributed it to Bengal, they distributed it to other places. And then the Goswamis, they took the message of the Bhagavatam, wrote so many other books based on it. So this Bhagavatam, if we have to be grateful, we are reading, it is coming because of the mercy of Shishi Nitai Gaurchandra. So in this, it is mentioned that the process of creation, Karunodakshai Vishnu, the Mahavishnu who is lying in the causal ocean, so he glances on material nature. So material nature, Maya, which is just, you know, if at all we have to draw parallels to what the scientists say, the quote unquote primordial mass, right, which is just there. It's just, it's the raw material of creation. It's just, it has nothing in it. But then first the Lord, he glances upon it and he infuses that. So it's like an injection, you know, the material mass is just there. Maya is just there. But when the Lord glances upon Maya, he infuses it or impregnates it with various things. So first, he infuses it with time. He infuses it with time. So there is, otherwise it is, there's no concept of time in the spiritual world. Spiritual world, time is conspicuous by absence. It's not there at all. But when Mahavishnu glances upon Maya, he infuses it with time. Then he infuses it with all the jivas. All the jivas are, you know, infused into that. Then after that, destiny or karma, that is the next element that enters into this. So first it is time, then it is karma, then the jivas. And then it is described that the nature, the swabhava of the jivas, this is the next thing that enters into this. And from this is created pradhana. So this is, I'm just going little forward. In the subsequent chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is described, that how the sarga and visarga, the sarga is the primary creation which is done by Mahavishnu and Garbhodakshai Vishnu, who are the two Purusha avatars. So they create the pradhana. Then from that pradhana, because now it has been infused with, you know, the modes, it has been infused with destiny, with karma, with time. So because of that agitation now, it comes mahatattva. From this mahatattva, now the Supreme Lord glances upon mahatattva again. And from that, what is created? The false ego. The second time when he glances, see, if there is no false ego, there is no question of enjoyment. Why the living entities want to come into material world? Because they want to enjoy. Why we want to remain in this material world? Because we want to enjoy. Why, despite hearing so much, you know, even after hearing so many instructions on this matter, it is also offense to be. So all these offenses which we hear, even after understanding so many instructions on the matter, we still maintain material attachments. Why? Because we want to enjoy. So that enjoyment is not possible if we don't have false ego. So therefore, the Lord, he glances and false ego is created. And then after that, the mind and the different senses and the different sense objects are created. So this is again something wonderful, that it is not that this just happened, that we developed the sense of sight, sense of hearing, sense of smell, you know, taste and touch. It didn't just happen. It's something as exotic as this. How can it just come about? It is happening because the Supreme Lord has wished it to happen. It's just by his desire. He looks upon something And that's it. Things start happening automatically. So, the point that Srila Prabhupada is making is that the creation of the Lord is magnificent. Right? It's magnificent. And it is gracious also. Gracious means what? Very merciful. The Lord is very merciful. So, He creates all these elaborate arrangements of the senses and the sense objects. Why? For the foolish desires of enjoyment of the jivas. Because all the jivas which are living in this material creation since time immemorial, we don't even know how long we have been in this material world. By any calculation, we could have been here for billions of lifetimes and completely clueless. Because that's the nature of this place. Once you come here, you forget everything. We completely, it is described in the third canto of the Bhagavatam that how the soul suffering like anything in the mother's womb prays to the Supreme Lord, please somehow just get me out of this and then after that I will surrender. But the moment we come out, again forgetfulness hits us. Why? Because our desire to enjoy is way stronger. Our unlimited desires to enjoy are way stronger than our desire or aspiration to surrender to Krishna. That's why we are still here in this material world. That desire is everything. You know, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu always says that what is the power of Bhagavatam? You know, he is one of the great fans of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gaurang Prabhu. So he always says, what is the power of Bhagavatam? What is the power of association of devotees? It changes our aspirations. Because our aspirations are what? They are just different flavors of how I can enjoy better. That's it. That's all we are interested in, really. Even if we may be in a spiritual garb, we may be wearing spiritual clothes and wearing tilak kanthimala, but somewhere in deepest recess of our heart, deepest kya, the most top of our heart also, we want to just enjoy. If we can't enjoy materially, gross sense gratification, we can't enjoy, we want to enjoy subtly. Let me at least be praised. Let me be at least recognized for what contribution, itna sab kar raha hun, dikh raha hai na sabko. So immediately we become very, we want that. We are desperate for that. Puja la pratishtha. Of course, the acharya says, shukar era vishtha. It is like puja la pratishtha sukar era vishtha. It's like the stool of a hog, but still we want it. Because we don't see it as stool of a hog. The sadhu sees, it is described that they see gold, mud and stool in the same light. Because for them, they are not interested in their own enjoyment. They are looking at others. But for a person in this material world, even if he sees gold in the mud and there's some stool mixed with it, he will still take out, wash it and use that gold for his sense gratification. That is our nature. So, the Lord has so mercifully created this material world, this phenomenal material world with all its, facilities for enjoyment. Why? Out of mercy, because we have a desire to enjoy. Imagine if you are sent to a place and you are not able to enjoy. You will be so miserable because we want to enjoy. Suppose, we are sent to some remote place where nobody knows us. We are here, we are in this temple and, sab log apne ko janta hai, like everyone knows. Are, this is so and so, this is so and so. Ye bahut acha ye karta hai. This Mataji does this very well, this Prabhuji does this very well. And everyone kind of knows you. You're in that comfort zone. Ah, so nice. Everyone knows me. But when suppose you are transferred to another job or some brahmachari is asked to go to some new center and start a new center, right? You go there and nobody knows you. Nobody comes and says, hey, Prabhuji, kya padhiya class diya. Nobody comes and glorifies, nothing. So difficult. We want it. We want it, the Lord has created for us. Whatever you want, ye yatha maam prapadyante, taam sateva bhajamyaham. So we want it to enjoy separately. We want it to be lords in this material world. We want it to enjoy like Krishna. There should be no difference. Why should I not enjoy like the Lord? Huh? Why should I not? Why only He should enjoy? Why can I not enjoy looking at beautiful things? Why can I not enjoy listening to nice things? Why can I not enjoy sense gratification? I want to enjoy exactly like Krishna enjoys. So Krishna says, Tathastu. Take this material world, enjoy like me. Be a controller, be a lord in this material world. But in spiritual world, it's not possible. So here you come and enjoy. So, like this, the Purushavataras, they create this, you know, this phenomenal material world that we see. At the start of the secondary creation, then Brahma is created, and Brahma, he comes from the navel. See how, again, exotic, from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, you know, a lotus flower sprouts, and then on top of that flower, Brahma comes, and from Brahma comes the Visarga, which is the secondary creation. You know, after the Lord has created the container, then within the container and given all the raw materials, from those raw materials, then Brahma creates. And what Brahma creates is another amazing thing. It is described here that, you know, these are the, the material qualitative incarnation, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, that Brahma, Rudra, Manu, Prithu, they are also, Vyasa himself, who is the author, they are also not like ordinary people. They are also incarnations. They are coming from the Lord, empowered. So, Brahma is created and then he creates. And everything that the Lord creates, if you see, is magnificent and gracious. We can see this quality in everything in creation. You see that Brahma has created different kinds of machines. Yantra Rudhani Maya, as Krishna says in the Gita. Different kinds of machines and different places of residence for different souls. According to what? According to their karma and according to their desire. So no matter how horrible your karma may be, you may be the most sinful person in this material world. And you may be having all kinds of desires, right? You have no real pious credits to enjoy, but you still have a desire to enjoy. So then there is a particular species made for you. You don't deserve to be in the human species because of your horrible sinful activity, but you have a desire to enjoy, okay. Go into the animal species. Your choice. You chose. Because you want to enjoy, but you don't want to be pious, you want to perform sinful activities, then go to the animal kingdom and enjoy there. After you finish your term of enjoyment, come back, try and come back to human form and understand that the enjoyment is foolishness. So he creates so many machines and places them in different places. Right, so somebody is born in Hawaii, somebody is born in New Zealand, which is like heaven on earth. Right? Why? Because he had a desire and he had the currency, karma currency he had. So he was born there. Born citizen of United States of America. But someone else will be born in some slum but there also, even if they are born in a slum, even if they are born as a dog in a slum, even that dog has some enjoyment. That is the amazing arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Isn't it great? So no matter what kind, along with this machine and the place where this machine is placed, there's one more important thing that the Lord gives. Very essential ingredient he gives so that the living entity can enjoy. What is that? Forgetfulness. Apohanam. You know, Krishna says that sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam. He gives forgetfulness to the living entity. Without that forgetfulness, you cannot enjoy. False ego is there, meaning I want to enjoy. But if you don't have forgetfulness, you cannot enjoy. If you are constantly remembering your previous life, Are, I died like a kutte ki maut mara. Died like a dog. If you remember that how someone came and mercilessly beat you with, you know, a stick and killed you. You died with broken bones and, you know, your, you know, horrible, painful death. You remember that, how you can enjoy? You can't enjoy. Arre, I had so much wealth in my previous life, now I'm a bhikari. Can you enjoy? Not possible. Only if there is apohanam, only if there is forgetfulness, we can enjoy. So this is again the mercy of the Lord. This is the gracious part of the Lord. There is magnificence, but there is also grace that He allows us to forget. And no matter what body we get, there is facility for sense gratification in every corner of the universe. Even if you are born in the sun planet, you will have a body suitable for that. You are born on earth planet, you will have a body suitable for that. You are born in North Pole, you will have a body suitable for that. What a fantastic, like even the animals, you see the animals as you go away from the equator, they have more hair on their body. Big Bang. All came about by Big Bang? No, it all came about by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord who gives the intelligence to Brahma that living entities are there, all my people, they want to enjoy, create facility for enjoyment. And also give them the spiritual knowledge by which they can understand this enjoyment is a foolish waste of time. So Brahma does both, he gives both. He gives the senses, sense objects. He creates multiple species who can enjoy according to that equation. What karma, what desires? Okay, this body. You know, it's like a software program practically. You know, everything is perfectly arranged that a person gets a particular slot according to what karma and desire they have. Then, I'll just talk about two things, you know, amongst the sense objects, how this creation has been made. Such that it satisfies people of all flavors, all kinds of people. So it is mentioned again in the primary creation that first it was mode of goodness, then usme, you know, mode of ignorance was added, and then from that mode of passion started. That's how creation started. Brahma starts creating in mode of passion. So all this is mentioned. So there are people in the three modes, and that determines everything in this material world. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Based on what nature we have, accordingly we will be able to, you know, perform activities. We are bound, we are literally tied by ropes. So we see there's the example of taste. You know, one of the sense objects, one of the senses is the sense of taste. So for taste, you will see that there is so many flavors, right? According to the nature of people, there are some people who just, you give them sweets, they'll eat sweets the whole day. Din mein teen bar sweets, no problem. Second helping, no problem. Third helping, still no problem. They can keep eating sweets. Tell them sweets hi hai, aaj khana nahi hai, chalega. They are quite alright, right? But then there are some people jinko sweet bilkul pasand nahi hai. You know, there is like our Upendra Prabhu, you know, he's one of those people who doesn't like sweets. I still remember when we used to go for our counseling meetings earlier, and you know, in his plate, if you give him sweet, he would eat the sweet first. Why? To get it out of the way, nikalo pehle isko pehle nikalo, fir baki ka prasad lenge. And then the host would come and give one more, thinking he likes sweet. Bechare, unko sweet pehle hi kha liya, aur de do. I don't like sweet, that's why I'm eating first. Right, so there are some people like that who don't like sweets, who like, of course he's not the kind who likes, but he likes sattvic food. But there are some like me who likes, you know, khichdi ho to spicy ho, varna na ho, you know, like that. So, there are some people whose nature is that they like spicy food. There are some who like karela. Unko wo achha lagta hai. कोई कोई लोग है जिनको देख के जिंदगी भर हाथ छूएंगे नहीं उसको. सो यू नो, एज कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन, स्वीट, सवर, पंजेंट, देर आर सो मेनी टेस्ट इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, ऑल डिजाइन टू सेटिस्फाई द टंग ऑफ अ पर्सन हु कम्स विद दैट नेचर. आपको उस तरह का नेचर है, आपको उसी तरह का खाना अच्छा लगेगा, एंड वो खाना अवेलेबल है. Imagine if someone had a very sattvic nature, like we have so many of our brahmacharis and, you know, so many of our devotees also, grihasthas, have very sattvic nature. they don't like spicy food. If spicy food is there, they'll start searching ki dahi kidhar hai. They'll have just dahi rice. Right? Imagine if there's no dahi rice. You're forced to eat that, you know, like Maharaj mentions in his book, you know, Journey Home, that some khichdi somebody had made, which is full of mirchi, and he has a very sattvic nature. He suffered like anything. Tears coming from his eyes, but what to do? That is all that was there. He had to eat what was available. Langar, you know, he had to eat what was there. So, great suffering. If you have a propensity to eat a particular kind of taste of food and it's not available, very few people have the tolerance. Tams Titikshas of Bharata. Very few people have the tolerance to accept that situation. Right? We want what we want. Period. We may be devotees, but we want what we want. So, you know, the Lord has created everything. Similarly, the example of sound, like taste we discussed, that Krishna has created different tastes for the satisfaction of different kinds of palates. Similarly, sound. The process of hearing itself is magnificent. Taste also is, I mean, can anyone explain what is taste? Can anybody explain taste kya hota hai? We say taste buds. Okay, what is taste bud? It's better stay away from these things, right? We can't understand. Here, taste kya hai? Front side of the tongue, you feel sour taste. Back side, you feel spicy. Side, you feel something. Middle, you feel something. It's just too amazing to understand, right? But the Lord has created all this. It's just coming to us. All you need to do is be born. Paida ho gaye, sab apne aap, sab aa jaate. Everything just comes, right? One sense is missing. Everyone knows how difficult it is. One sensing is missing, or one sense is diminishing, not missing. Diminishing, right? Now, like for example, eyesight. As you grow older, some of you will experience it. I've already got it, reading glasses. Reading becomes more and more difficult. Once you start wearing specs, now you can't read only without specs. Almost impossible. Big font, only then you can read it. Right? So, senses, the sense of hearing, sound itself is such an exotic thing. Radha Gopinath Prabhu had once spoken, you know, that how when somebody asks a question, he had done this exercise once in some lecture. What's the capital of India? But the answer came, Delhi. Right? Hardly, it was not even 1 second. So he explained the whole process, that I asked a question, I formed a question in my brain. I asked that question, my tongue vibrated a particular question. Then the sound vibrations went through the air, you know. The air has been created such that the sound vibrations can go through. Imagine if it couldn't. Right? We take so much for granted. So it goes through the air. It goes into the ears of the person. It vibrates. And he had explained, of course, he is an expert in this topic. So he explained very the anatomy of hearing. The, you know, your diaphragm vibrates. Then it goes into some fluid. And that vibrates. It creates an electrical impulse, which goes to the brain. Brain interprets that electrical impulse as sound, particular question. Question is, what is the capital of India? Then it goes and retrieves. Where is the capital of India stored? It is stored in this place. Okay, it's Delhi. Then it comes back, it gives instruction to the tongue and tells the tongue, answer quickly. I want to be the first one that answers. And all this happens in how much time? 1 second. Unbelievable, right? Magnificent. But according to the nature, again, different kinds of sounds exist. Right? So there are some people who love to hear the sound of birds singing, right? If you just become quiet for a moment, you can hear the crows right now, right? Here in this part of Mumbai, we can hear more crows because they're all buildings. But you go a little further north, you'll hear, you know, the where the mountains are there, you'll hear beautiful sounds of small, small, small exotic birds, you know, chirping, 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 continuously. Huh? Whole day the sound is going on. You just need to listen. You listen, you'll be able to hear it. So some like to hear birds singing. Some like to hear the wind blowing. You can hear the wind blowing if you just go silent, right? Some people like to hear the wind blowing. Some people like to hear music. There is different kinds of music. Imagine if there was no music. Music is also created by the Supreme Lord. Dance is created by the Supreme Lord. Everything is created by Him. Nothing is there in this material world which is not created by Krishna. He's so merciful, He creates music. and different kinds of music. There are some who like the flute, right? See how nature of a person, how it manifests in different creations of the Lord in different ways. So there may be someone who's born with a sense of music. Paidaishi musician, so to say, right? Koi koi rehte hai, unko naturally bachpan se hi music ka ek sense rehta hai. But according to their nature, they will gravitate towards a particular kind of music. Some will gravitate towards Shastriya Sangeet, which is like mode of goodness. Some will gravitate towards film music, which is mode of passion. Some will gravitate towards rock music. That is also music. But it is mode of ignorance, right? Pardon me for those who are attached to these things. But yeah, you know, it is. We can see the modes even in this, even in music. So everything that created by the Lord, He has been created, it is magnificent and it is gracious. So this is the point. And then the other point that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport, he speaks about the fact that while this material world may be full of opulence, magnificent, fantastic, what we get to see in this material world is so great, so beautiful. All facilities are there for us, no matter who we are, what species we are in, we discuss that there is facility for enjoyment. Right? But Srila Prabhupada says, while this creation in the material world may be full of opulence and knowledge, those in the spiritual world, they are more magnificent. So now, you know, Prabhupada hits the point home that we have discussed how this material world may be magnificent, but the spiritual world is more magnificent. Why? Because of the additional quality of bliss. Bliss. Ananda mayo bhyasat. The soul is blissful by nature or pleasure seeking by nature, but material world we don't get it. We don't get bliss. We get some sense grad, we get some fleeting moments of pleasure, but we don't feel happiness, you know, eternally. Whereas in the material world, the past and in the spiritual world, full of bliss, which never diminishes. It never diminishes. The bliss in the spiritual world never goes down. In fact, it is ever expanding. So one aspect of the pastimes in this, I'll not go into detail since we are already running out of time, but the pastimes in the spiritual world are full of bliss, which is never diminishing and ever expanding. Second, the pastimes, these blissful pastimes in the spiritual world are eternal. They're eternal. Their effects are eternal. Whatever we do in this material world, however happy we may be, it doesn't last. What happiness we get in this material world from sense objects, from relationships, from achievements, from whatever gives us happiness, it doesn't last. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, we are happy only till we get that object. After that, it's gone. The happiness is gone. So, spiritual world, the pastimes, the happiness is eternal, its effect is eternal, and there is no influence of time because time is missing. Spiritual world has no concept of time. That, okay, I will spend this much time with you, Krishna says. No. Krishna can be with every living entity eternally in the spiritual world. Not a problem. There, it's, you know, the spiritual world, everything, there are kalpa vrikshas. Whatever desire you have, but that desire is always connected with serving Krishna. It is fulfilled. And then there is the bliss. We said the bliss is there. It is never diminishes, ever expanding. Second, it is eternal, not influenced by time. And third, there is the bliss of knowledge. In the material world, what knowledge we have, you know, we have what little knowledge we have, we use it for. You know, we make choices. We act in a particular way to get enjoyment in the material world. We make choices, right? To get that enjoyment. But it doesn't always work out the way we want. Jaisa hum log chahte hain, hum log sochte hain ki I will do these three actions. First action, second action, third action ki end mein I will get that sense object and I will enjoy. I will, you know, we think like that. But it doesn't work out like that. But in the spiritual world, due to full knowledge, there is the spirit soul is full of knowledge. And because of that knowledge, we do not attempt only personal enjoyment. Because we know that there is no point. There's no point of personal sense gratification. Instead, we work for the pleasure of Krishna. We serve Krishna in the spiritual world. And we experience unlimited bliss in the Lord's reciprocation. So this is the nature of the spiritual world compared to the material world. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is saying that foolish people are attracted by this perverted reflection of the spiritual world. This material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, and only fools are attracted by this. And they take it as all in all, though it has been created by the, you know, the Purushavataras. They have created this material world for us, but foolish people, they take it as all in all, as they have no information of the reality. They don't know. Unko pata hi nahi hai ki iske alawa kuch hai. Most people are just connected with their body, their family, their job, at the most their neighborhood and community. Bas, koi iske aage sochta hi nahi hai, pata hi nahi hai kisi ko. Nobody knows. Because they don't have knowledge. So they take for granted that whatever they see is all in all. Iske alawa unko kuch malum hi nahi hai. Nobody knows anything. What to speak of the fantastic, you know, Supreme Lord, His spiritual creation. If the Lord has created something so wonderful here, imagine where He Himself resides, what will be there? We can't imagine. Right? We can't. Where His dearest devotees reside with Him? What kind of facility will be there? Can we imagine? Not possible. Right? So this is what. Prabhupada says, don't be attracted to this. You have no information of the reality. So then he says that those who are not conversant with the activities of the Lord and His transcendental realm, therefore are sometimes favored by the Lord in His adventures as incarnations. In order to understand that who is the boss, not really that, more to understand that what is the nature of this boss, the Supreme Lord, what is His compassionate nature? The Bhagavatam is full of stories of the compassionate nature of the Lord. How the Lord is running to save Gajendra. Coming out of a pillar to save Prahlad. So merciful. In the Sagar Manthan Leelas, everywhere the Lord just keeps incarnating one after the other. Ek ke piche ek. There's some like four or five incarnations that come in just that one pastime. Just to make life nice for His devotees. So, by such activities, He displays the eternal bliss of His association in the transcendental realm by His incarnations. You can understand that how blissful it is to be in the embrace of the Supreme Lord when we hear these beautiful pastimes. By such activities, it attracts the conditioned souls of the material world. So, just to, you know, kind of wrap it up, we can understand that this place where we are all living is like a film, you know, it's like a motion picture, like a movie. The producers of this movie are who? They are the Purushavataras. They are the ones who have produced this, Nirmata, as they say, right? But the actors are these Leelavataras who come and transport us to a different realm. When you go to see a movie, you're in a different, you've forgotten everything, what misery is there in your life or what happiness is there, whatever it is, you forget everything and you get transported into that realm. So when we hear these beautiful pastimes, when we see these beautiful pastimes, the Leela Avataras, very mercifully Krishna comes Himself. Why does He have to come Himself? He can always send His Leela Avataras. But still He comes Himself. He can send so many of His Shaktyavesh avatars, Purusha avatars, Leela avatars. All of them can come. But Krishna comes Himself. Why? Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya chatushkritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So He really comes for what? Not for vinashaya chatushkritam. That is just kind of a distraction. He's not so interested in destroying the miscreants. His real reason for appearance is paritranaya sadhunam, to deliver the pious, to bring them to the platform, those, as it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, first canto, in the first chapter, that those who are, the purpose for the Lord's appearance, Suta Goswami says, is to attract the hearts of those who are in the mode of goodness, bring them back to Godhead. And that really is the unlimited mercy of the Supreme Lord. The unlimited mercy of the Supreme Lord, which manifests in the form of this Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord has given us Srimad Bhagavatam to give us direct access to these beautiful pastimes. The creation pastimes are also beautiful. The Leelas are also beautiful because we can see the same principle in both. In both the Purushavataras who are creating this magnificent material world and the Leela Avataras who just come for some time and leave. In both we can see the same principle. The beautiful, magnanimous nature. Magnificent and magnanimous nature of the Lord who is simply here to, give us, in the material world, He has created enjoyment for us, but He comes here to attract our hearts organically attract our hearts, that stop your efforts to enjoy in this material world, just take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, take shelter of the holy name, He has incarnated in the holy name, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. He comes in the holy name, He comes in the Bhagavatam, He comes in the deity form, He comes in Prasad, simply to attract our hearts, to understand what is His real compassion. His real grace is not that He gave us facility for sense gratification. His real grace, His real compassion is these wonderful pastimes and the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. So that we can take shelter of these wonderful gifts that the Lord has given us, that Srila Prabhupada has given us, that Srila Gurudev has given us. We can take shelter of Srila Radha Gopinath and end our pastimes in this material world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.